Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Walking with Jesus in the Gospel of John, our third devotional, John chapter 1, verses 35 to 51, as we're asking, how can we testify to people about Jesus? How can we testify to people about Jesus? Here's John 1, 35 to 41. The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come, and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which means Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will truly see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." That's John chapter 1, verses 35 to 51 in the English Standard Version. Today's passage is an inspiring series of personal evangelism examples. Consider what happens in these short verses. First, John the Baptizer testifies about Jesus again and gets Andrew and probably John, the gospel writer himself, to follow Jesus. Second, Andrew then gets his brother Peter to meet Jesus and begin to follow him. Third, Jesus invites Philip to follow him, and Philip immediately goes and gets Nathanael to meet and follow Jesus. In just a short space of time, five key disciples become followers of Jesus through personal evangelism. What is also striking in this passage are the number of images from Scripture used to describe and explain Jesus and his ministry, as well as the number of powerful testimonies of strong personal faith in Jesus. In fact, what we see is that a combination of scriptural explanation and personal testimony is used to bring people to Jesus. First, John the Baptizer calls Jesus the Lamb of God, again echoing back to the Passover lamb and so much rich sacrificial imagery. This scriptural testimony is what prompts Andrew and John to follow Jesus. Second, Andrew tells Peter, "We have found the Messiah." He too is using biblical language to explain who Jesus is. It's not, "Come and see this awesome guy who's so terrific," but "We have found the Messiah." Andrew is saying that Jesus is the anointed one promised in Scripture who has come to redeem God's people. Third, Philip, when he goes to Nathanael, offers the most robust Scripture testimony about Jesus. "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Finally, fourth, Jesus himself uses Scripture to explain himself to Nathanael. "You will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man," which is a reference to Jacob's vision of the ladder stretching from heaven down to earth, which is an image of Jesus from Genesis. We have here a clear pattern for our own witnessing to others of Jesus: personal testimony, informed by Scripture is a powerful tool to bring others to Jesus. Two things are needed for us to be able to offer this kind of testimony: knowing the Bible well enough to explain Jesus in Scripture terms, and knowing Jesus well enough to be able to offer a personal testimony of our knowledge of Him. If we know the Bible and we know Jesus, we can offer people what they really need. Not our own opinion, but the testimony of God to the life found in Jesus alone. May God prepare us and be pleased to use us to bring others to Jesus, just as He used John the Baptizer, Andrew, and Philip. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we desire to be Your instruments in this world, Your ambassadors, bearing testimony to the truth of Your kingdom and to the person and work of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Grow us in our knowledge of Jesus, grow us in our knowledge of Your word, and grow us in our confidence to share our biblically based personal testimony of Jesus to others You bring into our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.